Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good evening. Royals win 4-0, pushing the record back to the season's high water mark of two games above 500. Let's talk about it. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number if you just want to shoot me a text. Same number. 913-586-7965. The story once again from this Royals victory is, well, I have to imagine the same story that most of the 18 victories. The post-game story from most of those 18 victories, it comes back to the men on the mound, the pitching staff. Chris Bubich tonight, 5 innings of shutout baseball, and the bullpen continues to put up zeros. Listen, I know it feels like one of those nights where the focus should be on the offense. Feels like it was a strong night for the bats. It felt like a very comfortable win, didn't it? Royals jump out to a lead in the fourth, add to it in the fifth, again in the eighth. Listen, it felt, in my opinion, like a... It felt like the type of wins I think we were preparing for coming into the season. Right? It felt like the Royals are one of those second-tier teams. Not quite the Dodgers or the Yankees or one of those World Series or bust teams. But the Royals had the feel tonight. I'm not saying they had the execution or the look of a second-tier team, a team that its playoffs are bust, and we will be irate as a fan base. They'll be irate as an organization if the team falls short of October. It felt like that tonight, didn't it? Royals have now won 10 of the last 12, and in that stretch, the pitching staff has an ERA of 2.05. That's the best in baseball in that stretch, while the Royals have been the best team in baseball, winning 10 of 12. Again, the number, the text line, 913-586-7965. Yes, it was the first three home run game of the season. Terrific. But I brought it up earlier today on the On Deck Show. Yesterday, the Royals were shut out. They were four hits. And yet, I left that game encouraged. Certainly more encouraged than I did after any of the previous three shutouts. And I looked at yesterday's game and I saw 14 hard hit balls. None of them coming from Salvi. Only three of them from Bobby and Mike Kell, right? The only two guys that have been hitting the ball hard all season. So last night's shutout, sure. Last night's offensive performance saw some hitters that have not been stacking up the loud outs do just that. And tonight's, look, the four runs that you scored, yes, Michael Garcia continues to be studly. He now leads the team as far as the qualified hitters. He now leads the team with a batting average of .307. No doubt Michael was awesome. But the home runs came from Kevin Biggio, Kyle Isbell, and yes, Vinny Pasquantino. Kyle Isbell's not a guy that I'm sitting around waiting for loud outs or the hard hit rate to bump him up in the lineup. No, Kyle Isbell's the nine hitter that occasionally is going to run into some extra base knocks. Nice job, Kyle. Nice job, Kevin. I'm not expecting Kevin Biggio to run into a dozen home runs for this team, but great job destroying that first pitch fastball at the letters. You know, Vinny turning on one in that fashion. 422 feet. 112 off the bat. That's a positive sign. That's something where you go, okay, yeah, not only are the boys winning, but it's not just Bobby and Mike Hell stinging the ball and us scratching across anything else that happens to put a tally on the scoreboard. It's not Bobby, Mike Hell, and everyone else trying desperately to start something. No, those others are now starting something. At least they did tonight. And yet, as I say all of that, is anyone out there listening bought in now with the offense? Are you all in with this group? Are the dog days behind us now for this Royals offense? Of course not. Now, you were shut out last night, and you put four runs on the board. I'm glad they won, but like I mentioned, tonight had a feel. The Royals felt like a team that was a second-tier ball club. And again, that's a positive. Now, the way that I look at it, we got about four tiers of Major League Baseball. World Series are bust. Playoffs are bust. We're hoping to go around 500, or we're rebuilding. One of those four. So the Royals being a second-tier team, that's not meant as a pejorative. No, that's a compliment. That's something we haven't felt in this city since 2017. So the fact that that feeling, at least for me, is now back, and I felt it throughout this game today, the feeling of course they won this game. Of course their pitching was superior. Of course their defense was better. Yeah, they won this game, and I expect them to get tomorrow's as well. And then I expect them to slap around the White Sox. I don't know about you, but I'm starting to get my swagger back. So when that swagger returns, the expectations I have for the team continue to grow. The standard is raised in the bullpen, defensively, on the base paths, in the rotation, and yes, even the offense. So it's nice to see the offense put up four runs. They're now 12-1 this season when they score four or more runs. I don't think I'm deep enough into the season yet where I'm celebrating a four-run offensive output. I'll celebrate a win. I'll celebrate a shutout from the pitching staff. There's a lot tonight that happened that I'll celebrate, but I don't think the offense is one of them. They continue to make positive strides, no doubt. They didn't make me look stupid tonight after believing that the shutout yesterday was encouraging. So I appreciate them getting my back. I'm interested if you're going to get their back, if you are indeed now in on this offense and believe that a corner has been turned. 913-586-7965, that's the phone number. That's also our text line number. We're going to start off with Tate in Kansas City. Tate, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern. I just want to start with thank you for taking my call. Second off, I agree with you on terms of Kansas City. You know, we're winning, and we're happy for that. But I also want to point on, you know, we are third last in the league in runs scored. And I don't know if four is enough per game to get us those wins. I think our pitching is extremely undervalued. They're great. And if we can score four or five, I think we're going to win most of our games. And also, I just want to add Vinny hitting a home run. I think that's going to start a little positivity in his streak. He's going to get on a run. I'm hoping he starts hitting the ball a lot better. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, I appreciate you placing it. Yeah, it doesn't feel like four runs is going to be enough. It has been, though, like I mentioned, 12-1 this season when they score four or more. And listen, I'm not trying to take anything away from a Baltimore bullpen that is top 10 in the sport. From Tomo Sugano, the starter tonight for Baltimore, who is a very good pitcher and a legendary pitcher over in Japan. And at the age of 35, he's still pretty darn good. So four runs, I mean, with this pitching staff, again, yes, it's going to give you a real opportunity to walk away victorious. My point isn't to diminish scoring four runs. I'm not trying to diminish anything, honestly. The point I'm making about this offense is a nice step. Keep it going. Just like you don't hear me freak out when the offense has a few rough games, I'm not going to do the opposite when they have a few good games. No, I need to see more. Because like you said, yeah, they still rank near the bottom in every offensive category, and it's going to remain that way for a while. It's the beautiful thing about this game. You got to do it day in and day out to change your batting average, your ERA, to change your winning percentage, whatever it might be. You got to do it consistently. Now, Royals offense has been held below five runs in all but five of the games so far this season. They're averaging 3.21 runs per game, bottom five in the sport. Let's go to Mason in Shawnee. Mason, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Mason, you're taking on my call, and the last caller touched on this a little bit, but I'm curious how you see Vinny's outlook on the season. He obviously has started a little bit rough this season, did the same last season, starting 0-27. But do you think he can recover, get his batting average up, and get back to where he was last year?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you just mentioned it. He went through an elongated slump last year. It ended the campaign with 97 stakes and nearly 20 bombs. Yeah. Yeah, I have zero concern long-term about Vinny Pasquantino. Now, that was, over the first now 34 games, that was the most glaring bat. The most glaring disappointment on this team was Vinny. You know, Salvi at least had the underlying statistics that pointed to someone that was about to break out. Jonathan India at least had the built-in excuse of, you know, the quad injury and the fastball to the helmet. Michael Massey has the built-in excuse of, well, I don't know what track record you're pointing to that says I should be producing or you should expect me to producing at a higher clip. But Vinny had the track record. Vinny has the track record that allowed me throughout the month of April to say he's too good of a hitter. He's too good of a hitter, and if he doesn't turn it around, this offense is all but screwed. My stance has been two of the three, India, Massey, Vinny, two of the three have to turn it around for this offense to have any chance in 2025. To have any chance of easing the burden on the rotation, to have any chance of being the type of offense that a second-tier team demands. Now, what do I think about Vinny? The strikeouts were pretty concerning there at the end of April. There was about a two-week stretch where he was striking out more than we'd ever seen in his big league career. But again, his big league career, he's just done too much at the highest level for me to think that a 3-4-5 week skid is going to turn into a 20-21-25 week skid. Now, Vinny 1-for-4 tonight with a punch out. And, of course, his team-leading fifth home run, a solo bomb with two outs in the eighth. The final run on the board for the boys as they win 4-0, picking up their fourth shutout victory of 2025. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
The ball's in a strike. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit high in the air, deep to right field. Laureano turns around. It sails out of here. A leadoff solo home run for Kyle Isbell in the top of the eighth inning. And the Royals extend their lead to 3-0.
Yeah, Izzy saw back-to-back fastballs up and on the inner half of the plate. He was ready for the second one, his second home run of the season. He jumps a 97-mile-per-hour fastball from Sir Anthony Dominguez and takes it over the right field wall, puts the Royals ahead 3-0. Vinny would go bridge two batters later, and that's how we arrive at our final score. Royals 4, Orioles nothing. Royals pitching staff with its fourth shutout of the season. Royals pitchers have the fourth lowest ERA in Major League Baseball as a staff, 3.09. Now, unfortunately, the Detroit Tigers have a better pitching staff ERA, a lower ERA than the Royals. And as I've mentioned before, each of the past four seasons, the team with the lowest ERA wins the American League Central. So the battle continues, even though Royals won't face Detroit again until the end of August. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals move to 14-0 this season when leading after 6. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Big T in Shawnee. You're next up on the postgame show, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, good night, Vern. I appreciate you. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it's nice to see the boys in blue bounce back. And that's what I like about this team and Coach Q. They stay on track. They don't let stuff bother them. They don't let them hitting streaks bother them. You know, they got shut out last night, but then they bounced back and shut out the other team. And way to go. You know, they had a rain delay. And that's hard to do when you have a rain. You start the game, and then you got to play it. And then they took care of business. And I'm with you, Vern. Way to go, offense. I want to see more of it. I think we're on the verge of seeing more of it, everybody. I think they're getting really close. It's nice to bring out the lumber. And Vern, I'm just being a little facetious here, but it's Vinny looked really washed up on that 422-foot blast, didn't he, Vern? but way to go. And Garcia, he's just been a hitting machine all year. And I love his approach. I mean, every time he comes to the plate, Vern, he just goes with the pitch and he just takes what the pitcher gives him. I appreciate that guy. Keep up the good work. But it is about the pitching tonight. Way to go, Chris Bubich, the Croatian sensation. Good job. Another quality start by our pitchers. Like I said, starting the game, sitting around, coming out, do what he did. Way to go. The bullpen, way to go. We can win the series. And I think we're kind of looking at all this stuff wrong a little bit, Vern. Our pitching staff's the big dog on the porch. And if they have to be the Superman and carry this team, they will. But the sticks are going to come, and everybody needs to get aboard the train. And let's win another series tomorrow. And as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
All right, Big T. Appreciate the phone call. 5 innings tonight for Chris Bubich. 5 innings of shutout baseball. His 7th start of the season. His 4th scoreless start. His ERA shrinks to 1.98. The 27-year-old has 40 strikeouts in 41 innings so far this season. He picks up the win. He's now 3-2 on the season. Well, Big T, I guess I don't know what you're talking about when you say we're viewing this team incorrectly or talking about them incorrectly. You know, the starters are the big dogs on the porch. Yeah, obviously. Yeah, we've all acknowledged that. You say that they're going to be supermen and carry the team to October. Boy, that sure, possibly. Yeah, if you think, well, I'm sorry, they can't. They can't without the offense. All right. Now you say you think the sticks are going to turn it around. Okay, fine. But they need to do more than just turn it around. Unless Big T, like you're saying, unless you really believe that this pitching staff is clearly the best in baseball. Because you can make a case right now they are the best, right? They're averaging more innings per start than any rotation in baseball. They have the lowest ERA in the American League, and they're tied for the lead in strikeouts in the American League as well. Sure. I'm not saying that the rotation's going to be bad at any point. I don't even know if they'll ever be average. I mean, they'll probably always be one of the 10 best units in the sport. But the best? Maintaining an ERA just a shade above 3? And that's a lot to ask. They almost did that last year. And they barely made the playoffs. The only reason they made the playoffs last year was because, sure, the rotation was Superman, but you had 3 Hercules in the lineup. So if the sticks are going to pick it up, are we relying on the big 3 again? Salvi, who hasn't played in back-to-back games? Vinny, who, yes, leads the team in homers and ribbies, but also is posting an OPS 120 points below league average. Are we banking on Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi again, or do you believe that this lineup will eventually get deep enough? That's the avenue for me. The rotation's going to come back down to earth somewhat. Bobby, Vinny, Salvi obviously need to pick it up. Over an extended period of time. What Vinny's done lately, what Salvi was doing prior to the hip injury. Bobby's allowed to take back-to-back offers. But you need Jonathan India to keep it up. India tonight doubles, comes around to score, and draws a 9-pitch walk to lead off the 6th. His 19th walk on the season, a team-leading 19th walk. Got his on-base percentage up to .328. So listen, there's no getting around the fact that those top 4 need to be big time. It's hard not to be a believer in Michael Garcia. I get that. He's reached base safely in 11 of his last 12. He's got his on-base percentage up to .370. Honestly, right now, Jonathan India is looking like the hitter that they thought they acquired, while Michael Garcia is looking like a guy that could have made it where you didn't even need Jonathan India this offseason, right? If this Michael Garcia would have shown up last year, Brady Singer might still be here. Chris Bubich would be your 5. Anyway, glad that they're both looking better, right? Glad that Jonathan India, now with 6 hits in his last 6 games, that double I mentioned to lead off the 4th, his 6th extra base hit of the season. And of course, the offense could be lengthened by the Michaels, by the Drew Waters, by a trade acquisition prior to the July 31st deadline. Or, of course, that lineup could be extended internally by this guy, Jack Caglione, who tonight hit his 5th home run of the season with Cody and Gold in the building.
Pitch. Swing and a high fly ball deep to right field. Mendlinger back. He's out of room. It sails on to the roof of the training facility. And Jack Caglione wins this battle of future big leaguers. A 2-run homer, his 5th of the season. And Caglione, as he approaches home plate, points toward the Royals fans who are giving him a...
Yeah, he got... all right, Cody and Gold getting some love as Cags rounds 3rd. Yeah, they had like 250 listeners with them. That home run from Cags goes 417 feet He's now batting .307 with an on-base with an OPS north of 900. I got to imagine Caglione will not finish the month of May at AA. I think he'll be bumped up to AAA before the calendar flips to June. Royals win 4-0. They get their record to 2 games above .500. We go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, after that rain delay, Royals did a good job. You know, Bubic going 5 innings and first home run by Vigil. And Vinny and Isabella Dahoma. I appreciate Big Steve's confidence. That's going to take everybody to come together, you know, and I think they will. You know, the bats, you know, like you said, the top four will pick it up. And, you know, Hunter Renfro, Hunter's got to pick it up. Massey, too, and Garcia, too. And we're going to gain some ground, Josh, watching on MLB TV. The Angels are 5-1 in the eighth inning.
Too much. You're giving me too much, Dan. I appreciate the phone call. Again, you can't go through everybody. Can't go through everybody. It's impossible to keep up with, and we're having zero conversation. I appreciate the phone call, though. 913-586-7965. No, I mean, I watched the game. I know the guys that are on the team. I'd like to have a conversation or at least something I can follow along with you. It's just you and Big T just kind of run through them all. Royals now 4-1 on this road trip, outscoring opponents by a dozen runs in this stretch. They hand the ball to Michael Lorenzen coming up tomorrow for the finale as the Royals look to cap off this, what has been, an outstanding road trip. We'll take our final quick timeout. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Looking for the perfect engagement ring? At Shane Company, we know this is an exciting time. It can also be overwhelming. Customers say this a lot. Where do I start? How do I choose? At Shane Company, this is where the magic happens. Since 1929, we've been experts at helping customers find the perfect engagement ring. We invite you into the design process, help you pick out the perfect diamond or colorful gemstone, and choose a style that speaks to you. Come see us in store and at ShaneCo.com. Shane Company, your friend and jeweler.
What's up? It's Patrick Mahomes, and you're listening to The Home for Chiefs Football. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Hey, I'll pitch. Pasquantino drills it. High in the air. Deep right center field. That is a blast into the Baltimore night and into the seats. Second home run of the inning. A solo shot for Vinny Pasquantino. His team leading fifth of the year. And now it's 4-0 Royals in the top of the eighth inning.
The third home run of the night for the boys in blue. They would go on to win by that final score, 4-0, evening up this three-game series in Baltimore. They'll look to take the set and finish off a 5-1 road trip tomorrow afternoon, a 12:35 first pitch. I'm on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11:30 as Michael Lorenzen squares off with Kyle Gibson. Yeah, that home run from Vinny is the MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, heating, plumbing, and electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. That was the third home run of the night for the Royals and the 18th home run on the season for Kansas City. still dead last in Major League Baseball. I mean, the average team has 35 home runs. Royals have 18. And as a matter of fact, 14 of the 18 have been solo jobs, all three tonight, solo blasts. Kevin Biggio's first, Kyle Isbell's second, Vinny Pasquantino's fifth. Rain delay did slow this one down, a 57-minute rain delay after the first inning, but both pitchers come out. The Orioles pitcher ends up spinning a quality start, six innings of two-run baseball. The right-hander Tomo Sugano. Chris Bubich is pulled after five. I think he wanted to come back out, but they had arrested a very rested bullpen. Let Daniel Lynch do his thing. Bubich picks up the win. Lucas Erceg picks up his major league leading 11th hold. And for the third time this season, Daniel Lynch spins two scoreless frames out of the bullpen. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7965. From the 816, Vert, I just left Camden Yards, and the energy from Vinny and the boys after his home run was electric. It seems like they are buying into this offense turning around. Well, that's great to hear. Great that they're feeling it. Because, again, that is what I was feeling tonight. It felt like the team that we expected to see when we sat down on opening day. The playoffs are bust. The division title aspirations, ball club. Listen, I know every year every team says, oh, we're going to, you know, the goal is the World Series and the division and the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. This is the first time since 2017 with those expectations in Kansas City. And yeah, it felt like that tonight. Always felt confident, didn't you? Never really felt as if this one was going to get out of hand, especially after Hunter Renfroe made that nice catch crashing into the wall to finish off the two-out jam for Bubich in the first jam. First and second with two outs, and Ryan O'Hearn sent one deep to right, but a nice play by Hunter Renfroe to record the third out. Guy in Gladstone saying, my bad last night. Maybe I got a little bit too panicked about the shutout. From the 816, Fern, I believe in our offense. I believe it's getting better. They just need to continue feeling confident. Go Royals. 100% right. Confidence is always at the core. When it comes to hitting, shoot, when it comes to baseball, a game steeped in failure, man, even if you're not confident, you better be able to present yourself to the opposition as if you are confident or they will eat you up. There might not be a more confident Royal right now than Michael Garcia. He reached base four times tonight. A leadoff single in the second, a two-out RBI single in the fourth, a two-out walk in the sixth, and a two-out single in the eighth. It's the second time this season Garcia's reached base four times in a game. Bobby's done it once, and that's it. Michael's the only guy to do it twice. His team leading 10th multi-hit game of the season, and his sixth in the last 12 games. From the 479, Vern, we all need to hammer the Royals to win the American League Central at plus 500. Well, listen, I've been doing so poor with my pre-game prognostications. As far as gambling is concerned, I think I got my thumb on the pulse of this team quite a bit. But as far as gambling, not so much. So if you say hammer plus 500 on the boys to win the division, sure, why not? I mean, I'm not going to do it. I'm already emotional enough with this team. I already have enough of my finances tied up in this team, right? They stink, then the show ends up stinking, I lose my job. Yeah, so I'm already completely locked with the boys in blue. For those wondering about where things stand in the American League Central, you're sick. But the Royals are 3.5 games back of Detroit with 129 to play. few more from the text line. Yeah, I'm also seeing some love for the Park Hill native, Carter Jensen. He also went deep tonight down in Springfield as Cody and Gold made that trip down there. Man, they got a great game. Carter Jensen goes deep. Cags. Hunter Owen had a quality start on the mound. Yeah, nice timing. Way to go. From the 816, Vern pitching and defense. Oh, and three home runs. But seriously, man, this pitching staff has been solid, especially after a rain delay like that. Yeah, I'll be honest. I wasn't sure as we started inching closer to the one-hour mark. I wasn't sure that Bubich was going to come back out, let alone come back out and spin four scoreless. 913-586-7965 is our phone numbers. Chris Bubich stays unbeaten against the Baltimore Orioles. Raj in the Ozarks writes in, we'll be three games behind the Tigers tomorrow. Boys got to hit the ball, though, if they're going to catch Motown. Yeah, no doubt. From the 816, Vern, Michael Garcia hits like this last year, and Max Kepler would have been in right field instead of Michael Lorenzen in the rotation. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know if it would have been Max Kepler. Now, I'm not saying you're wrong. Maybe they would have offered Anthony Santander even more money. Maybe they would have offered Jurickson Profar even more money. I'm glad they didn't do, well, certainly the latter. And by the way, Michael Garcia, without question, you reach base four times. You ball out defensively. Another strong day in the field. A good day on the base pass. Just another well-rounded effort from a true five-tool talent. Michael Garcia, tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named Player of the Game, I mean, we can't give him the gourmet dinner. He's already received that. You got to hook him up with one of those appetizer packs. Oh, he'll love that. Yeah, it'll all be delivered to your home from Guaranteed Foods. Congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Michael Garcia, who raised his OPS north of 800 tonight. Wow. 913-586-7965. Rally Mantis cheering on the boys from Las Vegas. Boy, could you imagine being in Vegas with the Rally Mantis? Oh my God, you're going to jail. You are, be careful, buddy. Be careful. You know what? I think I might need to reach out. Hey, Michael Lorenzen's coming up tomorrow. He's going to be on the hill, and he goes opposite the fellow right-hander, Kyle Gibson. It's a 12:35 first pitch. I'm sorry. It's getting late. I didn't know he was in Vegas. We normally have someone looking after him. Either way. Rally Mantis, on deck show tomorrow, 11:30. Make sure you check in so we know you're okay. I texted him back. Kyle Gibson, the former Missouri Tiger, right? Yeah. Going opposite Michael Lorenzen. I appreciate you listening, Kansas City. Boys look to take the series tomorrow morning. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
On to the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, play.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.